Galnet News, 18th of August, 3302. All the interesting news from Galnet and none of the boring bits. In this week's news, unknown probes found orbiting ammonia worlds. Thargoids are a myth. Winters warns against the Battle of the Barnacles. New technology coming soon. Unknown probes found orbiting ammonia worlds. In an exciting new development, Dr. Arcanon's search for free-floating unidentified probes is over. Previously only found in heavily armed Federation convoys, a number of probes have been found orbiting close to ammonia worlds within a 150 light-year range of Merope. They seem to be broadcasting data in the direction of Merope, prompting speculation that they may be spying on the semi-mythical Thargoids, who are alleged to inhabit ammonia worlds. A 5.5 minute data stream has been recorded, and the race is now on to decrypt the message. Thargoids are a myth. With amazing good timing, historian Seema Kalhana wrote this week about Thargoids. These insectoid creatures are nowadays widely believed to be mythical. But in the 32nd century, there were many reports of pilots being pulled out of witch space by octagonal starships of unbelievable firepower and maneuverability, allegedly piloted by Thargoids. Around the year 3200, the reports of Thargoid attacks stopped. There haven't been any credible reports of Thargoids for at least 100 years, so we can be confident there's nothing to worry about. Winters warns against the Battle of the Barnacles. Speaking at a rally on Mars, Federation Shadow President Felicia Winters has added her voice to the growing chorus of opposition to the escalating tension around meta-alloy harvest sites in the Pleiades Nebula, stating that a war between Federation and Empire over the supply of meta-alloys could cause devastation. Prime Minister Mahon of the Alliance and ex-president Jasmina Halsey of the Federation have also both recently spoken up against the folly of war and about the need to treat barnacle sites with respect. Meanwhile, the Empire and Federation continue to prepare for war. Raxler denial. The children of Raxler have denied claims from Empire sources that Salome is a terrorist or traitor. Speaking at an event announcing a major new expedition to systematically search the EAFOTS starfield for the secret of the Formidine Rift, Commander Zenith Draglace claimed that Commander Salome is dedicated to the peaceful exploration of the galaxy and that Empire claims were beneath contempt. The new expedition is in response to the recent clues revealed at a burial in the Tian Isla orbital graveyard and will attempt to explore as many of the 400,000 EAFOTS stars as possible in a six-week period. The expedition leaves on the 20th of August, 3302. New technology coming soon. A report in the Galactic Financial Times suggests that radical new technology could be just around the corner. The Sirius Corporation, Core Dynamics, and Gutamaya are all named as companies spending vast amounts on research and development while giving no explanation about what is being researched. The Galactic Financial Times also notes that a small startup company, MetaDrive Incorporated of the Chi Orionis system, is attracting attention from investors. It's believed that MetaDrive is researching radical new hyperdrive solutions. With a major technology fair happening now in Cologne, Earth, it's possible that news of this radical new technology may be announced soon. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the news because we can.